Welcome back to the show, folks. This is Robbie Fox, and you're listening to The Robbie Fox Show. As promised, Austin Hunter is back in the studio with us. The Texas Possum is back by popular demand. And Austin has some really big things he wants to talk about today. Welcome back to the show, Austin.
Good to be here, Robbie. Boy, did I have one hell of a fucking time getting here, though. Holy Christ almighty, what in God's green earth is going on out there? You can't even take the fucking bus without some random hyena trying to slip his willy in your rear while trying to convince you that he makes the best sausages this side of Texas. True story, by the way. Yeah, I'm not sure what that was about, but I just thought I was mentioning it as an opening.
Well, to be fair, everything has been getting hypersexualized out there lately, even in public.
Hey, it's no joke, Robbie. Us furries are giving the fuck up. You can't go 5 feet outdoors without seeing wiener anymore, and as it turns out, about 50% of them are erect and ready to go. Oh, and before you ask, you're only allowed to ignore 25% of those erections anymore, and you'll wake up in a dumpster with jizz leaking out your rear. That's another true story, Robbie.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Some people might think you're exaggerating, but that's been the trend lately with furries. There's even been some areas that are going bottomless. No pants, underwear.
Or even so much as a loincloth. Yeah, I've seen it, Robbie. The days of shame have passed us by.
It sure looks like it, but earlier you were telling me about your experience with the chubbier furries among us.
I like how you're trying to be friendly by using the word chubby. Let me tell you something, Robbie. You could call me chubby. My mom and pa raised me on the best kinds of bread and butter, so I got a gut on me, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm chubby, sure. But these furries I found the other day, well, these fellas are freaking fat.
I didn't want to say the word.
Oh, shit, Robbie. These guys don't care. Hell, they use the capital F word more times than any of us do. They live to be big, and they don't give one flying fuck if you're skinnier than a beanpole. Turns out, being that big just makes them all the hornier. They're friendly, though. I'm not gonna lie. They went out of their way to make me happy, not to mention all of them were trying to feed me until I was one of them. Actually, now that I think of it, they might have been trying to make me so heavy that I couldn't leave. Sounds like a trap.
Looks like you made it out okay, though.
Not before this possum busted about 13 nuts. See, Robbie, there were 6 of them, and only one of me. And as friendly as they were, I don't think I even saw the front door all night long. Those guys were all over me. Robbie, I got so squashed up between all that fat, I'm pretty sure I know what being a sandwich is like, Jesus fucking Christ. Now, I'm not saying that I had no fun. There was one lion fella. Big fucking fella named Royce. Fatty Rolls Royce, he was called. He was like the leader of this pack of donuts I was sleeping with. He didn't move around as much as he just sort of slugged around. You know, like a slug. It's kind of hard to explain, but that's the best I got for you. So, there were a lot of jokes being passed around that old Fatty Rolls Royce ate more than your traditional cuisine, if you know what I'm driving at.
I take it he was into vore.
Well, I'm not saying that as a categorical fact, Robbie, but there sure were a lot of hints that I was being worn down and exhausted in order to get me on a plate with an apple in my mouth. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, Robbie. They were pounding the absolute fatty ass out of my dick. I don't think I even breathed for several hours. And the whole time, there was Fatty Rolls Royce just looking down at me, licking his chops, probably thinking of having Possum Mignon as a second helping.
Well, you made it out alive.
Oh, by the skin of my teeth, Robbie. Although, I'll be the first to admit that I was mighty unsure of myself. Old Royce had a certain charm about him. Even though he never asked me or nothing, I admit that I did consider myself a voluntary belly fat duty. But either way, I figure this possum still had more miles on him yet. There's a whole world of sexy horrors I've still yet to explore. But even still, I'm gonna miss being smashed by all them fat fellas, even if I came this fucking close to being a three-course dish. Actually, as big as these guys were, I barely qualify as finger food. Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, it looks to me like you ended up a bit bigger than when I last saw you.
You ain't joking, Robbie. Of course, now that I think about it, they were probably just fattening me up for old Royce. It had all the makings of a horror story. If it wasn't for the fact that I was getting spit roasted by two Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade balloons.
Well, in any case, that's all we have for today, folks. This is Robbie Fox, and you've been listening to The Robbie Fox Show. We'll be back tomorrow for some more excellent content.
Oh, and Fatty, if you can hear me, I'll be back over if I ever run out of stuff to do in this life. Feel free to keep my number, you fat fuck.
Take care, everyone.